We bring you the news from Tokyo. I'm Madoka Kanai. In our top stories, the United Nations Security Council is still divided over imposing fresh sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test. It may not be able to make a decision until sometime next week or later. In the eastern African nation of Somalia, more than 30 people have been killed and dozens wounded in fierce fighting between rival Islamic groups. And in China, more than 70 people are missing after a large-scale landslide hit an iron ore mining area. Now the news in detail. The United Nations Security Council is divided over imposing fresh sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test. It may not be able to make a decision until sometime next week or later. The five permanent members of the Security Council, plus Japan and South Korea, are discussing details of a new resolution aimed at punishing North Korea. A source close to the permanent members told NHK on Friday that an agreement remains far away. The seven countries are said to be in dispute over several points, such as how clearly they should invoke Chapter 7 of the UN Charter to authorize sanctions against the North. They are also arguing on how far freight inspections of North Korean ships should be enhanced. Some of the countries have not yet decided their positions on the issue. China's deputy envoy to the UN said he is still waiting for instructions from his government. Japanese ambassador to the UN, Yukio Takasu, has told reporters that the council members need more time than they had expected, as new sanctions have to be consistent with their laws. Takasu denied some Japanese media reports that the seven countries had already reached basic agreement on a new resolution. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has called for national unity against threats from North Korea. Speaking on Saturday at a memorial ceremony for war dead, including those who fell in the Korean War, he criticized the North for carrying out a rocket launch and nuclear test. He said the North is threatening the peace and stability of the world, as well as that of South Korea. He also said that unity among South Koreans is more important, as inter-Korean relations have become more tense amid the North's military threats. In South Korea, tension between the governing and opposition blocs is rising following the death of former President Nomu-hyun. He committed suicide while under investigation over bribery allegations involving his relatives. In the eastern African nation of Somalia, more than 30 people have been killed and dozens wounded in fierce fighting between rival Islamic groups. The violence occurred in central Somalia on Friday between pro-interim government militants and hardline insurgents. The two groups exchanged gunfire and mortar shells, killing at least 36 people, including an 8-year-old girl who was killed in a mine explosion. About 60 others were wounded. Somalia has been in a virtual state of anarchy since its government collapsed in 1991 following a civil war. There has been a growth in piracy in waters offshore. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says about 96,000 people have fled the capital, Mogadishu, since fighting intensified in May. In China, police and firefighters are searching for more than 70 people who are missing after a large-scale landslide hit an iron ore mining area. The landslide occurred in Ulong County, 120 kilometers east of Chuncheon on Friday afternoon, engulfing homes and burying mine workers. City officials say 8 people have been rescued, but 74 remain missing. Rescue operations have been hampered because the steep landscape in the area makes it difficult to bring in large equipment to remove rocks and soil. Officials are warning people of possible secondary landslides caused by heavy rain. The U.S. government says that a former State Department official and his wife have been arrested for spying for the Cuban government for nearly 30 years. The Justice Department said on Friday that Walter Myers, 72, and Gwendolyn Myers, 71, are accused of acting as illegal agents for Cuba. Myers joined on a permanent basis the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research in 1979 after he and his wife were approached by the Cuban government. They had allegedly been receiving coded instructions from the Cuban government via shortwave radio. Investigators say an analysis of State Department computers during only the 14 months before his retirement in 2007 revealed that former official accessed more than 200 sensitive intelligence reports on Cuba. He is also alleged to have had frequently traveled to Latin American countries to contact Cuban agents and reportedly has met former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. You are listening to NHK World Radio Japan in Tokyo. Japan's welfare ministry reports a surge in the number of people living on benefits as the employment situation continues to worsen. The ministry says the number of households that received welfare benefits in March was the highest on record at 1.19 million, up about 14,000 from a month earlier. The ministry says more than 1.65 million people received welfare benefits in March, up about 22,000 from a month earlier. It says the number of welfare recipients has been rising, particularly since December, with a monthly increase of more than 10,000. The ministry says it expects the number of applications to continue rising amid the deteriorating job situation. Japan's Financial Services Agency is planning to regulate foreign exchange margin trading to protect individual investors from incurring massive losses. The agency says it will restrict trading in foreign currencies to a maximum 25 times the amount on deposit with a foreign exchange broker. FX trade has become popular among individual investors as investment of a small amount of money can earn huge profits. Seeking to attract more investors, many foreign exchange brokers are now offering transactions worth more than 100 times the amount on deposit, with some brokers allowing trading of even 600 times the amount on deposit. The Financial Services Agency decided to introduce new regulations to prevent excessively speculative investments, which could cause huge losses to investors through small changes in exchange rates. As an interim measure, the agency says trades worth 50 times the amount on deposit will be allowed for the first year following introduction of the new regulation. The agency says it will solicit public views on the plan until June 29th before finalizing the details. The new regulation will go into effect next summer. The Meteorological Agency will start monitoring surface water temperatures in the Indian Ocean and Western Pacific off the Philippines from July. The task is to seek a more precise forecast of climate change in Japan. The agency is adopting the practice as recent scientific studies have pointed to a growing relationship between changes in sea temperature and unusual climate in Japan. The studies say in the event that sea temperature rises in the Indian Ocean in summer, high pressure systems will retreat from Japan. That brings cool weather to northern Japan and less rainfall in the southern island of Okinawa and Amami regions. Such observation is already carried out in relation to the El Niño and La Niña phenomena by watching surface temperatures in the eastern Pacific off the coast of Peru. In these cases, the rise and fall of average water temperature will cause unusual weather conditions in remote places such as Japan. Finally, another look at the top story at this hour. The United Nations Security Council is still divided over imposing fresh sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test. It may not be able to make a decision until sometime next week or later. And that was the news from Radio Japan. I'm Madoka Kanai. This is Radio Japan in Tokyo.